the thought process I have right now. Am I taking the crazy pills? Did I take the red pill? Did I take the blue pill? I don't know. This is Tim Stewart, Giants Trade Talk, powered by Online People Blue LLC. Want to talk about the Giants draft room? Want to talk about their quarterback room? Want to talk about their salary cap? Want to talk about the fact that
doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I go on Twitter, and maybe I'm just in a bad mood because of what happened with the Knicks last night. Haven't closed out a playoff series since 1999 on the home court. Had the chance to knock off the Sixers, end this, and just end this. And we're going back to Philly. This is going seven games. We've said it before, and I don't want to talk about the Knicks too much, but we need a second scoring option outside of Brunson. You got rid of Quickly. You got rid of Barrett. You knew your scoring was going to drop a little bit. You knew you were going to pick up more with OG Anunoby, but you were going to have to pick up scoring from somewhere else. We did everything we needed to do with the bench, with Embiid, with everything else, and we just fucked it up at the end. I keep looking at this Giant team, and I keep looking at the way it's constructed, and I keep just having these thoughts that I don't see it. I go on Twitter, I go on all these places, and yeah, there, you know, people, I love when someone had the schedule out and they were like, we're going to win 13 games. I don't see it. I really don't. And it's one of those things that, do I think I'm going crazy?
Are you crazy?
Ow. Yeah, I'm crazy. What made you think I was sane?
Maybe I am crazy. Because you start off with the fact that you see the quarterback room of Drew Locke, Tommy DeVito, and Daniel Jones. And people are excited about it. Not everyone, but a good portion of the fan base is excited about that quarterback room. Out of 32 teams, I think that quarterback room is the 32nd, possibly even the 33rd. You have Drew Locke, came into the league the same year as Daniel Jones, and he couldn't beat out Teddy Bridgewater, and he couldn't beat out Geno Smith twice. He's had some starts. He's played some games. He's looked good at times, but he's also looked like Drew Locke. And people are going to point out the Giant game and the 77-yard drive. It had more to do with the Giants' defense and their ineptitude than it did with Drew Locke. Then you look at Daniel Jones. ACL, two neck surgeries, was 1-4, has not really played above average level football is almost his entire career. He'll have a spattering of games here and there, but you're in year six. You're in year six and you think something different is going to happen. You think something anew is going to happen. I saw this on Twitter. We are just waiting for Daniel Jones right now to mature. In year six, you should be a finished product. I shouldn't be waiting to see you get better. And you're eating up 18% of my salary cap. And if you get injured, I'm fucked next year with my salary cap again. And I've said it before, we may not get he may be the starting quarterback in 2025. You may have 7 years of Daniel Jones. You may have Dave Brown for 7 years in the ineptitude as that it follows. The stench is unbelievable coming from MetLife, and it's not from exit 14. It's from Daniel Jones. And then you got our old buddy.
Jersey Shore. Tommy.
Wait for the beat to drop.
We all knew what Jersey Shore Tommy was. He couldn't cut it at Illinois. He had to go to Syracuse. Sorry, Big Don. He beat up on bad teams and he didn't even beat up on them. Then his progression just dropped off the planet. I said it before the Saints game. This is going to be a bad game. This is going to be the exposure game. And you guys think, certain parts of the they think this is a good thing. They think this quarterback room is... The Pittsburgh Steelers hated their quarterback room. Got rid of Kenny Pickett, who they took first overall. Got rid of Mason Rudolph. Got rid of everyone else in the quarterback room and brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and are paying them like $4 million. No. Not the New York Giants. We double down, triple down, and quadruple down on Daniel Jones. And then I keep looking at the salary cap. I keep staring at my numbers. I keep staring at my figures. And I keep thinking to myself, when the rule of 51 breaks, we are so screwed. We are going to be so screwed. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to just talk about all the little things. We don't want to talk about that. We have 17 players that are hitting the dead cap number. 4.5% of our cap is Leonard Williams. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about we have $19 million in dead cap space. We don't want to talk about if the rule of 51 was to expire today without Jones Shane's operational cap space, we'll be negative anywhere between $14 to $18 million. We heard it from the guy who actually works for the Giants that Big Al and I met in the bar. Said they're waiting for Adoree Jackson. They're waiting for Adoree Jackson to come around and take a lesser contract to come back to the Giants, even though Adoree says he wants to go to a contender. If I was going to take a veteran minimum, why would I go to New York? Why wouldn't I go someplace else? We don't want to talk about that. People always say, well, we have $6 million on the cap space. No, you don't. You have anywhere between negative $14 to $18 million, not counting Joe Shane's $10 million in operational cap space, not counting the practice squad players. So technically, you could be anywhere between $24 to $28 million in the negative when the rule of 51 ends at the end of training camp. But we don't want to look at that.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
Maybe I'm the stupid one. I keep thinking that sometimes. Maybe it's me. That I look at this and I just don't see it. Then I look at the draft. You take, well, Chippy.
My neighbor. Hello, neighbor.
I love neighbors. I've already said it before. I would have drafted neighbors if you couldn't get a quarterback. I would have drafted him. I said it. I did a video about it. I like neighbors. I think he's going to excel more in the slot, but you already got a bunch of slot guys. But bringing in a high-profile wide receiver does not make your quarterback better. We've talked about this. History has proven that you cannot fix a quarterback by just giving him what he needs if he can't even look at down the field at the ball and throw the ball. And then I love it. There's someone that, I think it's Connor Orr, someone said, Giants rightly passed on a quarterback in 2024 draft. Why? If Daniel Jones implodes again, you're going to have to hope you're bad enough in 2025 to get a quarterback and the quarterback class isn't that good.
Are you crazy or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
I think Connor is stupid. And then I look at it, and like I said, you go out and get a wide receiver, and I keep saying this before, you can't keep pouring water into a bucket that has a hole in it, and Daniel Jones is that hole. You go out and get Tyler Newbin. Don't have a problem with Tyler Newbin. If this was last year, or the year before, he would not have gone 47th. He probably would have gone like 107. Not that he's a bad player. People say from watching his film in college, he's got limited range. He is going to be better off being that seventh or eighth guy in the box. You put him out in center field with a speedy wide receiver, tight end, or running back, he's going to get cooked. Yusef Carker had better sideline to sideline speed than this kid. But that's not his strength. He's going to be more of a quasi linebacker safety. And we talked about it before. He's going to be a Patrick Graham type guy, like a Logan Ryan or a Peppers, where they played 100% of the snaps, but 50% of them were in the box. But you don't draft for need because it's a reach, but you took a safety because you lost Xavier McKinney. Then you're still waiting for Adoree Jackson. You go take Mr. Phillips out of the number 70th overall in the third round. Cornerback out of Kentucky. To me, I'd said it before, he's a poor man's Max Melton. no interceptions, has speed, but is susceptible to deviled moves, is a little bit handsy, is more of a slot guy. You needed a CB2, but you didn't reach for a need in the third round, but you took a corner. You have the Walla Walla Waller. Don't know if he's going to retire. I think Waller, if I was Waller, I'd retire. But right now, like I said, he's going through a divorce, so he may not want to retire just yet. But Theo Johnson, athletic, should be a devastating blocker. We'll see what he is in reference to the passing game. But you didn't reach at 107 for a need because your tight end room is not very good. So that's not a reach. Okay. So technically, the top four picks could be construed as reaches. But we don't reach. We go for, I loved it before. You can't take a quarterback there because it's a reach, but you got to take the best player available. Well, 47, 70, and 107 could probably say otherwise. And looking at Joe Shane's drafts, they're not that great. There's a spattering of hits, but he's been known more for signing Dave Gettleman guys. I don't know. I just literally think I'm crazy. I am literally thinking that I am insane.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Maybe that's what some people are just having. Maybe that's just what some people are contemplating. That you look at the quarterback room, you look at the salary cap room, you look at the draft, you look at the current state of the roster, and what do you see?
Now, I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty bad.
It does. It does, Cappy. Sounds pretty bad to me, too. But as a season ticket holder, I'm not allowed to say anything. As a giant content creator, I'm not allowed to say anything. Because I have to be on the winning team. That's what I have to be. I can't sit there, look at this roster, and think to myself,
I don't want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
I really do need the Tylenol. The Nick loss was just too much for me. It was just too much for me last night. I'm 12-0 when I go to the games this year. And I'm 2-0 in the playoffs. There was no way I was going to pay $600 for an upper level ticket. I might try to go to Philly. I'm thinking about going to Philly. I got to see what the tickets look like for Philly. Because I got to get this team in the playoffs. So maybe I have to bite the bullet. Maybe I have to sacrifice, and maybe I have to go to Philly. I went to Philly last time, so. I just want this team to do well in free agency. We're not even talking about the carbon copy of Brian Birds and Kayvon Thibodeau. And they're practicing a sack dance on a boat. Do we not have enough of boats? I just want the Giants to find a nucleus. To go out and get.
We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
That's all I want the Giants to do. Find the best of the best, sir. And sometimes I just sit there and I look at social media and I look at some of the writers and I look at some of the things and I just feel so alone.
There isn't anything for you here.
I have men at my back and you stand alone and defy me.
I'm not alone.
But the truth is, I'm not alone. There's a lot of smart, there's a lot of intelligent fans that listen and follow this channel and follow the podcast. So they keep me going. They keep me moving. They keep me grooving. Live stream tonight, Thursday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, that is, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you're there for that. And as always, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.